From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The beginning of this school year has been marked by a surprisingly high number of shootings just blocks, in some cases just feet away from schools. The events are not just limited to urban areas with high gang activity. This violence is claiming young lives in cities, suburbs, and small towns throughout America. On Monday, in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, a teenager, using a gun stolen from a pawn shop, shot another teen in the face as the victim walked to school. On Tuesday, three teens in Woodland Hills, California, were critically wounded in front of their high school. A gunman in a passing car had fired into the crowd. And last week, 11 schools in Adams County, Colorado, were on lockdown status after two brothers were shot near a high school. Ken Trump runs school safety and security services in Cleveland, Ohio.
There definitely seems to be a spike in activity, particularly at the beginning of the school year. We know from our experience that usually the start of the school year can be a little bit quieter and calmer on average, and we tend to see the spikes in activity more so, particularly in the spring. After school's been in session, kids have had time to interact. With those positive relationships come some of the negative relationships and conflicts, and that's when we see the usual spikes in activity. It certainly is early to see it at the beginning of the school year, and particularly with this extent of violence.
We've focused a lot of attention on school violence in the past few years, particularly because of these school shootings in places like Columbine, where several students were shot inside a school building. But when the violence takes place beyond the four walls of the school, are schools necessarily prepared to deal with that, and are the safeguards that have been put in place, are they able to prevent this kind of violence?
Well, first and foremost, Michelle, we have to recognize that the threats to school violence come both from within and outside of the school. A recent survey we conducted for the National Association of School Resource Officers, for example, showed that over 90% of the officers felt that schools are potential soft targets for terrorism, and a significant number of the officers, over 70%, said that there is an increase in aggressive behavior in elementary school children as well.
Well, some would say that it's perhaps not altogether fair when you link all these independent events that seem to happen in tandem around the country, this large number of shootings. But when you look at this case and you see more than a dozen cases where students have been shot near school buildings, what does that say to you?
Well, what it tells me is that we have to look at the big picture. And you begin to see some type of patterns. I'm seeing a spike in the last year or two in gang activity in communities, and of course that spills over into our schools as well. And today we're talking about heightening security for terrorism. We need to make sure that schools are a part of the homeland security planning. We don't need to be overly alarmist, exaggerate the problem, but schools are an integral part of the community, and we need to protect them just like we do our bridges, our monuments, and our office buildings.
Ken, realistically, though, what can a school do to prevent violence that takes place down the block, across the street?
You have to do a couple things. First of all is that you have to deal with those small problems that come into the school from the outside or that start in the school so that they don't spill over out into the community as best you can to try to prevent it. Number two, you have to have a good liaison and a tight relationship with law enforcement. And then the reality is you're not going to be able to prevent a lot of these incidents. In fairness to the educators, the best that they can do is try to do everything they can to prevent an incident and be prepared to manage those things effectively that they can't prevent.
Ken, in one case, there was a drive-by shooting, three students shot outside a school in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
The next day,
Hills, right?
The next day, between 400 and 500 students didn't show up for school, presumably out of fear. So even when these events take place outside the school building, they still do affect the culture and the environment inside the school.
Absolutely, and that's a very important point, as we tend to forget that whether it actually the incident of violence occurs on the playground, across the street, two blocks away, or inside the building, it directly impacts the climate, the whole community context of fear and concern about safety, and the school is pulled into that.
Ken, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Ken Trump is president of National School Safety and Security Services.